The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
It's hanging with the boy. That's a live look at the Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center. What you hear in the background is
go live.
The Cowboys signing an offensive lineman.
Yes, they did.
Well, and it's Nate Newton.
Yeah. That's Nate in the background signing his contract. He gets some more. I'm gonna see how much money he gets. So when I go back in there with my contract, I can see how much money
I'm getting hollered.
Jesse wants a dollar more.
I want 50 cents.
Mr. Jones, you robbing the poor to keep the rich richer. Come on, man. And he saw the white guy in here.
That was a lot. Look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center, where it's a little bit gloomy. It started to rain a little bit when we came in. The weather's supposed to change a little bit, but it ain't changed quite
Jess,
yet.
Now you look kind of.
I group this back together. I'm in the gym. I got my cuts and my bills on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're looking strong. And yeah. You got clean.
I'm looking fatter.
You got a fresh cut over there.
Yeah, man. When I left Colorado, it was all right because I thought it was going to be freezing, so. But, man, it's just good to see y'all.
Up. Let me finish.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go, Jess. Go, Jess.
Back together.
The Cowboys going to sign you?
No, they better not. The three-time Super Bowl champion, Nate Newton, senior editor at DallasCowboys.com, the below-average Jesse Holley. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys.
You back can make talk, offensive line.
The sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. The segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And the Cowboys have been doing some signing. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, when we were not here, the Cowboys made a trade. They sent one of their players down 45 South. They sent another player up 45 South. The Cowboys finally traded for wide receiver Brandon Cooks. They worked some deals out with him. Houston will pay some of that salary. The Cowboys will pay some of that other salary. We'll get more into that. But fresh off the press, the Cowboys fortify. That's the word that they use. I didn't use that word. The Cowboys website used that word. They fortify their offensive line with some versatility, signing guard tackle. I'm going to screw this name up. Chuma. Edoga.
Ndoga? Chris might know.
Chuma Ndoga. They just signed him. Just giving the line a little bit of versatility. Nate, you know, we are resident all-pro, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl winning offensive lineman. How do you feel about the Cowboys? Well, I'll talk about Brandon Cooks.
Man, I'll talk about Brandon Cooks too. I'm so happy. We finally signed somebody of meaning. The defensive back and Brandon Cook. After that, they just unsigned some folks.
So, you want to talk about the offensive lineman? No?
Yeah, he come from Atlanta. He played at Atlanta. He played somewhere else. Third-round pick. They didn't work somewhere else.
Yeah, he's with the Jets and then spent some time with Atlanta and now here in Dallas. And listen, here's the thing. Here's what we're not going to do today.
Why you setting ground rules?
Here's what we're not going to do today.
Okay.
All right? Listen to me and listen to me.
He's speaking to the kids at the academy. Go.
Good. Today's not going to be the day that we shame the Cowboys front office.
Okay.
I am setting the ground rules that we will give the Cowboys some credit. We will give the front office some credit. We have begged and begged and begged and begged and begged some more. We were begging like Keith Sweat. We were begging like Johnny Gill. We've been begging like all the soulful singers. All the soulful singers. Gerald Levert. All the Isley Brothers.
Barry White.
Barry White. We've been begging.
Isaac Hayes.
Teddy Pendergrass.
The old dudes.
If you think you're lonely now.
We still don't have an offensive line.
We've been begging this front office to make some moves. And not only just make moves, because the last time they really made moves in free agency, it was kind of a it was the Brandon Carr deal that didn't work out for the Cowboys. But but this new era of what they're doing has been relatively smart. Yep. They go and they get Stephon Gilmore, who is getting a little bit long in the tooth. But I told you guys before, if I was a GM, which I'll never be a GM, but if I was, my defense would be built with a bunch of veteran dudes. Because remember, I said this before. I said veteran dudes, and I would sprinkle in a young player here and there. Not old dudes, but veteran guys. Because defensively, a lot of it is the knowledge of the game. Knowing down and distance, knowing familiarity with
nice
different offenses.
Nails, Jesse.
Thank you, man.
You got cleaned up.
Yeah, down and distance, being able to identify route concepts and run formations and all those type of things. And I think adding Stephon Gilmore gives you another defensive back in the defensive backfield that understands what he's seeing. There isn't much guessing going on with him. There isn't much unfamiliar territory going. He's a confident player. And now, again, he may not have all the tools he once had when he was the defensive player of the year, but you make
well,
up
he's still
that.
About a top 20, top 15 corner, though, isn't he? With his knowledge and ability.
20, 25?
Yeah. Oh, not that low. Oh, no. I mean, I like him. He good, Jess.
If we get
that pass rush, he going to make some stuff happen. Between him and Diggs, him and Diggs, they're going to make some stuff happen.
So the Cowboys had done that, cost them nothing to do that. And then you saw the trade that they made with Brandon Cooks, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, they fifth-round pick for Brandon Cooks.
Let me say something about the corner,
dog. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Everything you said was great. Go ahead on.
All right, thank you. And then you signed Brandon Cooks, and for what it's worth, when it comes to Brandon Cooks, this is a guy who, with multiple different teams, been able to put together 6 1,000-yard seasons. He's been in the league 8 years. 6 of those 8 years with three different franchises, he's put up 1,000-yard receiving. And I think you add that to the room, you've given this team an advantage. Now, I'm not saying Super Bowl, because a lot still has to come together. And we'll talk more into it in depth. But what we're not going to do today is we're not going to belittle what the front office has been doing.
I have never done that.
You were
close to it.
You were trending today. You were trending today.
The only thing I have to say about the Brandon Cooks deal is the money they saved, being patient, waiting on the kid. We needed him last year as well, but we got him now.
Yeah.
So and the money they've saved. So I'm riding, bro. I'm riding with you right here. It's just when you went to talking about – see, if you don't want me to say nothing, don't talk about the offensive defensive lines, and I won't say a word.
No, I won't say a word.
We know Cook's supposed to be a speedster, but what does he bring now to this offense?
Okay.
Knowledge.
100%. No. You are right on par. The one thing that I want people, because a lot of people are going to say, well, why was he traded so many times to three different teams? And we can talk about that at length, why. We don't know all the ins and outs of it. But you never heard about being a bad player.
That's right.
A bad locker room guy. Teammate, anything like that. So that's not the cause. He's been
never
productive.
Been in trouble.
Yeah. Not injury prone. I'm going to give you the positive of him playing for three different franchises.
Okay.
Pray for the Saints, and he played for the Patriots. So you've been around Sean Payton, Bill Belichick. You've caught passes from Tom Brady and Drew Brees. To me, that is a guy who is coming here in this offense, and that shows you his adaptability. His ability to adapt to different offenses and situations and quarterbacks and roles and things that they ask him to do. And to still be successful, to get a 1,000-yard season six out of the 8 years you've been in the league, that's no easy feat. And that puts him amongst the conversation of some of the guys who we consider to be some of the best in the league. Yeah.
Especially when two of them were Houston quarterbacks that didn't have much going on.
And now you bring that into a situation where it's stable. Dak Prescott's stable, Mike McCarthy's stable, CeeDee Lamb's your number one. And now he can help. He can say, CeeDee, listen, when we're running this or we're running that, try this. Dak, listen, when I was in New England, we ran a similar play. Try this. And I think a lot of people are saying, take the top off, take the top off, take the top off. Well, if we're going to the trend of what Mike McCarthy said that we're going to do and kind of getting more into that true West Coast form, ain't going to be allowed to take the top off. It's going to be a lot of slants, quick outs, you know, 5 yard outs, 10 yard outs, everything, shallow crosses. It's going to be a lot of this fast paced movement. So getting him in here now allows Dak and Schottenheimer and McCarthy to get the timing down. This is where it's going to be key. When it comes to the receiver position, running the West Coast offense, and New England, we kind of ran something similar to that, is that quick offense. You got to be accurate. You got to know what to throw. You got to know what to throw it at. You have to be accurate, and you have to have the timing down. If you are a tick late, if you are a tick too fast, if you are not where your eyes are supposed to be, this offense, the true West Coast offense, is not going to work. And Nate, you understand this because you played against that West Coast offense, your rivals, the 49ers, in the early 90s.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This is all about the playbook. The West Coast offense, I dealt with it a little bit when I was with the Carolina Panthers. This offense cannot lose. The only way you lose in this offense is the guys don't have it up here. Mm-hmm. That is the only – is I'm wrong, Jess?
Oh, you're right.
If you look at New England playbook, I can't even explain it. You have to let your boy and him one receiver can have, depending on what the look is, mm-hmm. you can have five different routes. Mm-hmm. One receiver, you can go up and they give you this coverage, this, and they got a route for it. Mm-hmm. Everyone. I wouldn't have made it, Jess. I'm serious. I wouldn't have made it. I mean, because your offensive line, the protection basically stays the same, but they got their adjustments too. It's no way you can lose. But if we're in the middle of the season saying, man, why did he do that deep end? Why didn't he go across the receiver? We shouldn't have that this year.
These guys,
yes. Yeah. Now, it's up to the coaches to relay it to the players and transfer it to the players where they can understand it. But you cannot, especially during training camp, especially during the OTAs, forget about going out. Is I'm saying something wrong here?
You're good.
Forget about going out. Give the Cowboys and your teammates 100%. Forget about, hey, let me call you back, girl. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, I'm TikTok. I'm serious. I'm cracking jokes. But you cannot, in this offense, until you get it second nature, you can't mess around. Things can change. Like he say, timing, your quarterback, it ain't going to be no, oh, I read it wrong. You see it. You throw it, and the receiver has to be there. Is I'm correct, Jess?
No, you're absolutely
correct. Go ahead on, Jess. Go ahead, my friend.
You're absolutely correct. And that's what this offense is going to be about. It's going to be about, hey, when we get to the line of scrimmage, identify where this ball is going, and let it rip.
Does that make it tougher for Dak? Or will having these receivers, like the Cooks, now make it easier?
It doesn't make it tougher for Dak. It actually makes it easier for Dak.
Okay.
Because you break down – you break down the barriers of having to make multiple decisions.
Yes.
You break that barrier down. You should be able to come to identify what you see and have these guys on the same page and let that thing rip. And I think that's when Dak is at his best. When Dak is able to just let that thing rip and just let it just be what it is, then you got to just grab her, Nate. I want every time I see her,
okay.
Uh-oh.
Grab her. We gotta bring her in here.
Excuse me, y'all. All of y'all come in because we can't just.
No.
Not everybody. Just come.
I don't need everybody.
Look. We don't need everybody.
Y'all just come right here.
Look at this smile. Every time this smile is you. Is she in my camera? Come get into my camera.
Where is that?
Right there.
Hi.
Look at that smile. Every time. Every time you cannot not smile and be joyed with seeing that smile.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for lighting the world up with that smile. How's everybody doing? Everybody's good? We're doing a live show. Come here, young fella. Come here. Young fella in here. We're going to go to commercial break soon. But this is, we love when a good tour come by. What's your name, man?
Ari.
Like Ari from Entourage? Yeah? All right. Look, that's you right there in that camera. See that up there? The microphone. So later on, when you go back, you can look this up on YouTube and show all your friends. Say, I was hanging out in the Cowboy Studio today with Jesse Holly and Kurt Daniels and Nate Newton, hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. He does not care.
He is lost.
Thank you, Ari.
A bar in high grass.
Yeah. Thank you, Ari. We appreciate you, bro. All right, we're gonna go to break. When we come back from break, we'll talk about the departures of a tight end. My plan is coming into fruition. I told you guys we need a flexy, sexy, and a linebacker.
Yeah.
The departure of a tight end, and the Cowboys are doing some more in-house signing. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. Stay right here with us. This is Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this Tuesday off-season edition. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain, Blockchain.com. Also, register now for the 2023 Dallas Cowboys Youth Camp presented by Invisalign. Athletes ages 6 to 16 are invited to learn from the best this summer at AT&T Stadium or the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Football camps are led by former NFL players. Cheer camps are taught by the current Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Save 25% when you sign up for camp by May 12th. Visit DallasCowboys.com/camps. Go support our guy, Danny McCray, in those camps. I've never been asked to come back and work in any of those camps. I need to talk to Danny McCray. Danny keeps all the bread for himself. I just said, come on, Danny.
Those guys get paid for helping?
If anybody does anything for the Cowboys and doesn't get paid for it, like, you gotta be getting a check. You gotta be getting a check around here. You gotta be getting a check. You put in a lot of work to get that. All right, back to the Cowboys offseason, which I think this front office, and I haven't said it. A lot of people have said it, but they've called Stephen Jones Catboy. I don't call him Catboy. Because I'm thinking one day Stephen Jones is going to catch some of them folks in the street and run up on them, and y'all not going to call him Catboy to his face. So some deals have been made. The Cowboys have signed some of their own, signing safety, veteran safety Donovan Wilson, bringing the three-headed monster back together. So now you still have Jayron Kearse, Malik Hooker.
What's wrong, bro?
Why do you make these faces and ask me what's wrong?
No. And, I like the Donovan.
Wilson.
I like the Donovan
Wilson.
Okay,
your face didn't say that.
Looking at the arts and thing, okay. And I'm trying to figure this stuff out. I'm like, man, this dude drawing this stuff on TV, and I can't figure it out.
Bring back Donovan Wilson. Right.
Nate's a distractible player. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay, figure it out. Well.
One player that is not being brought back was franchised last year. Tight end Dalton Schultz has signed, he's going 45 South, has signed a one-year deal that can get up to $9 million with the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
So out Dalton Schultz with the Houston Texans, re-sign Donovan Wilson. Resign Leighton Vander Esch.
Yeah.
That's another sign. Like, how are you guys feeling? And I know it's March. I know it's early, and we got draft and OTA. I get it. But just for feeling's sake, how do you guys feel how the Cowboys are doing in the offseason so far?
Oh, awesome. Great. A+. You know, everybody's excited. We talked about before, are they ever going to actually make some trades? Are they ever going to sign some free agents? That sort of thing. Well,
some worthy free agents,
which they haven't really done that yet. But
yeah, I think they have.
Well, they've signed their own. So, yeah, I guess in that regard they have. So I think retaining Wilson and Vander Esch were good. I thought they got Vander Esch for a lot cheaper than he would go, and Wilson even was a good deal. And, yeah, I mean, the two trades they made, like you said earlier, were basically for nothing. I mean, they can get by with that.
I'm telling you, man.
So they've been real smart this time around.
Yeah. I'm with y'all. These are something you can be proud of, and we made a conscious effort not to say what we want and what we think is negative, so I'm going to be quiet.
I've been holding off on this mainly because it's not that I'm burying the lead, but just I don't know if we should handle it with care or just Band-Aid off.
Just go do it.
Right, so the Cowboys, of course, we all know the big elephant in the room is that they did not they released your boy.
Oh, yeah.
Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, I should bring him up, I guess. Huh?
So
that ain't no elephant in the room. That is something that had to be done. That is called doing business. That's Zeke understands, you know, that had to be done. At the money they was paying him. Nah, man, it ain't. I love you, Zeke. I'll always be my boy. I'm glad they got you when they got you, the fourth pick in the draft several years ago. I think you earned it. You earned your keep.
You think people look back on his career here as fondly as they do like an Emmitt? Or?
They won't, because I tell you, when you don't get in them NFC championship games and you don't get, you know, like Danny White was in the NFC championship game.
He's still not there.
Yeah, he just –
It's interesting because he had such a, you know, he had his problems.
I like
off
his
the
career,
field.
Man. I like Zeke's career.
But he was, and he was a fun player to watch. Yeah. He brought excitement and energy to the locker room. I mean, so I think overall it's been good, but you'd like to see him.
You mentioned Emmitt Smith. You played in block four. You're a large portion of, literally and figuratively, of Emmitt Smith becoming the all time leading rusher in the National Football League. Well, your former teammate, he had some choice words about what happened with Zeke, and this was Emmitt from a post that he made. He said, "Wow, this is amazing to me. No disrespect to Malik Davis. Our starting running back is gone, and his backup has a broken leg. The NFL stands for not for long. Everyone else, go get your money because they have no love for you. It doesn't make sense, and this is one of those things that make you shake your head. Thank you, Z. For giving everything you have, including playing injured all last year. This is why the NFL stands for not for long, or not the law. Everybody else, go get your money because they have no love for you." Now this is the NFL leading all-time rusher. This is the Cowboys all-time leading rusher, and basically, Emmitt's kind of throwing some heavy shots at the Cowboys organization, saying they don't love you. They do not love you.
Even he, at the end of his career, kind of faced that, didn't he? Because what, last two, 3 years in Arizona, the team didn't, you know, they weren't ready to move on. That's just like he said, it's unfortunate in some ways. It's not for long. It's a business. And they're going to move on.
And I think Emmett's absolutely right. The famous saying is you die a hero, you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. And that is what ends up happening is either very few people get a chance to ride off into the sunset.
What Emmett understands and don't understand is because he's a businessman. Emmett understands, but
then why? Why get on social media and say that?
Emmett, you're a dinosaur, and what I mean by that is can't nobody play 25 years like you, my friend. Everybody can't rush for all those yards, and that's how he saw Zeke as a guy that could possibly be what he was. That ain't lasting. It's not today's NFL. I understand what you're saying. It's not for long. And I felt we should have found a way to keep him up under the cap. But like we all said is you either going to pay for a low, low number and everybody going to say it's disrespectful, which I don't think it's disrespectful because I don't think he came in the league making $3, $4 million. But, you know, I don't know what you did off the field. But, I, if you want to stay, I'm quite sure if you would have went to – the big dog, Mr. Jones, said, hey, man, I'll play for this amount. You may would have still been here, but.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he lands because he can't think he's going to get a whole lot of money out on the market now. And would he have been better off taking a low deal here?
You know, I tell people.
Well, reports said that they didn't offer.
They didn't offer.
Like DeMarcus Ware, like Dez Bryant, they didn't even offer an opportunity for a lower pay amount.
I think the team does that because they don't want to disrespect the player.
But if I'm the player, I'm going in.
But sometimes disrespect me. Like sometimes being a little dirty to me, right?
That's what happened when you're in the first round. That's what happened when you're in the first round. Disrespect me, bro.
And what Emmett says, you know, it's so funny to me, okay? Emmett in 15 years made $61 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
my number.
Emmitt is still in the top five of running back earnings of all time.
Emmitt is?
Yes. Wow.
Mm. Okay, well, Zeke made $70 million in seven.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm just saying it's like he's got a lot of money just because, you know, the average salary for a running back right now isn't what was.
Right. Yeah.
Three years ago. Yeah, you can make money. The game has changed, and believe me, y'all, I've sat over here by myself defending Zeke. But, boy, Zeke was going to get some money. If they want to do what they did, and how will you justify that? You couldn't have. He was going to get some money this year.
But it makes you, like kind of brought up last week, it makes you wonder why the players, he's already made more than ton of money, why he doesn't come to the team and say, hey, I'll play for whatever, or even Dalton Schultz. I mean, why go to Houston on a deal?
Nah, but Dalton Schultz is still a young horse.
What kind of, you know, he's going on a prove-it year down in Houston with a rookie quarterback? I mean, is he going to put up the kind of stats he'd put up here?
Okay. $9 million versus $3 million, I would have put.
Well, I mean, that's a big difference, but what about $9 million versus $7 million or something?
Well, here's the thing. In Dalton's case, you franchised me last year in hopes that I can possibly get a deal done. Now, people are saying he turned down a 3-year, $36 million deal that was kind of fluffy in some areas that, like, you know, wasn't really.
They was covering themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, all right. And then you had me play for a prove-it year, and then in the first half of the year, you basically didn't even use me. So how can I trust you again that if I come back again for another prove-it year at a cheaper rate that you're going to actually give me an opportunity to prove it?
And this is what I try to tell people is, remember, last year, this was a defense. Well, you know, Dak love him. Yeah. He didn't even trust that his boy was going to throw him all them balls this year, did he? Because he took off. I try to tell you,
boy. And also, in Dalton Schultz's defense, the Houston Texans will be drafting a rookie quarterback this year.
Right? Or you would think.
You would think they're going to get a rookie quarterback this year. What is the best friend of a rookie quarterback?
The tight end.
So
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, but still, you got to think his stats would have been better here.
Probably.
Nine, and he wasn't going to get signed here unless correct me if I'm wrong, I think they gave him the ultimatum contract. Sign this, Yeah. I do what you did. I'm serious. Sometimes you get that ultimatum contract, like, this is it.
You know, and this is one of those, to the young players who are looking to come to the National Football League, you got to sometimes see the landscape. Part of the reason why Dalton Schultz, why the market isn't where it was supposed to be for Dalton Schultz, is because in about a month, when we go into this NFL draft, there's a boatload of tight ends. Like, this is one of those drafts where that have a bunch of tight ends. Yeah. So teams are saying, unless you're here and I'm close to winning and you're the piece that I kind of need, then I'm going to take my chances on getting one of these younger guys who are going to cost me half of what you cost.
And can really block.
And for 4 years, they're going to, you know.
Right,
so
that makes sense.
That sometimes plays into the factor, you know.
Bad timing, for sure.
When a receiver comes up, or a running back, or O-line, and you got a host of them coming out in the draft, teams are like, well, I'll just take my chances on one of these guys. Yeah. So, you know, all right, that's what it is. Let's go into our final. Let's go into our final break.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, man. That's just how it goes, man. That is how it goes. The Cowboys continue to make some more moves the offseason, but will they make some extension moves to some guys that we hope will be around here for a very, very, very long time? We'll talk about those guys and their deals coming up next. And hanging with the boys. Stay right here with us.
I guess. Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yo Quiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yo Quiero means I want. And we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yo Quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this Tuesday off-season edition as we continue to break this Cowboys pretty good off-season down. They've made some trades. They signed some free agents. They've signed some of their own. The Cowboys are trying to do what they can to put together a roster that will be respectable, not during the regular season, because we see that a lot. This Cowboys team put together teams that win 12, 13, 14 games, whatever. It's will this roster be able to sustain its greatness well into January? That is the ultimate, and that's why I can praise them in March, but not get happy in March. I can still give credit in March while not being able to say this is the year they're fine, because we're a long way from that. So far away.
Can you repeat how you open that up again? You say you praise them in March because not in, I can
give them credit in March,
right,
but not praise them for a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Vice versa, however I said that.
And it was great how you said it, because that I'm going to have to say this, fellas, because you still ain't touched bread and butter.
because I sent out a thing the other day with the projected starters in that offensive line. We got to get some depth. We got to get some solid depth. But go ahead on, Jess. You're doing a hell of a job.
They got Chumi, Edoka. Edoka.
Okay. We'll see if he get chewed up or will he chew up somebody.
Versatility.
Yeah. We'll see if he get chewed up or will he chew up somebody.
Well, the Cowboys been spending some money.
Yes, sir.
And there are a couple players on this Cowboys roster that I think this year they'll be due for extensions.
Mm.
Yeah. There, anybody, I think it's Lamb,
Diggs,
and Biotish.
And Parsons, no?
I think he's not, I mean, they could, but I think as 2020 draft picks, I think those other three are.
Okay. So for the most part, Biotish, Lamb, Diggs. Let's take Biotish off the table. Like, I know we need offensive linemen, but let's just.
See? I was going along with the show. I ain't finna have this. I'm finna disrupt this show. No, go ahead. Let's take him off the table. Everybody want to get rid of Biotish, man.
I'm not saying that we want to get rid of him. Let's just talk about level of importance here.
He is important. Ask Dak.
Not to the other two names.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Lambs and Diggs. Let's put Biotis.
Which
we love
one you gonna go who first?
We love you, Biotis.
Which one first?
That is the question. Who gets their deal first?
Ooh.
I don't know. That's tough. That's real tough.
I can't get into that one because I like both of them, and both of them have matured, you know. And What you think? I mean, I'll flip a coin and just
maybe Diggs.
Whoever come in first,
you need that corner. You know, you need a good solid cornerback. Maybe receivers are a little easier to find. I don't know, but
no, they ain't because why we struggle so badly. just flip the coin. Whoever want to come in first, huh?
I'm biased. Come on, I'm biased because to me, this is a quarterback league. This is. It's a quarterback league. And unless you're Patrick Mahomes and you can just take whatever and turn it into, you know, you can take some garbage and turn it into a Thanksgiving feast.
Them dudes want garbage.
Because not garbage, but like.
Because it is a quarterback. I'm
sorry.
That messed up. That man ain't never turned to do it like that.
I apologize. Non-star studded.
Right, there you go. Right.
Is that better? Yeah. I apologize. You guys are not garbage, you're not trash. But not star studded.
Right.
And turn those guys into a Super Bowl winning team.
But isn't that even more reason to have your good cornerback locked
up? No. You gotta score points. If you're at any point in time gonna give your quarterback an extension, you don't want to fall back into the same thing we've fallen in before of trying to find more receivers.
Yeah.
When you have one already on the roster who've been making the progressions that you want every single year and has become Dak's main guy. And last year he showed us all that, you know what? I am wide receiver one. Yeah. This is my stage.
Right, right.
And Brandon Cooks is not going to be here for long term. And who knows what Michael Gallup is going to be.
He's going to be great this year.
I hope so.
He's going to be great.
I hope so. But I think where you have most of your money at, and that's in the quarterback position, and we've already come to the conclusion that quarterback, our quarterback, the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, needs weapons around him at all times. Number ones. You can't just put average guys around him and think he's going to have a tremendous amount of success. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's go ahead and get Lamb locked up first. Also because there are some other receivers who are about to get paid as well that are in that class.
Yeah.
That if they go first, the market gets reset. Yeah.
That's the thing. I have these young players like that can. Why would they even want to sign a deal early? Because you know, like you said, you know, this year's average contracts aren't going to be as much as next year's, which you're going to get next year. I mean, I would think it. You've heard, you know, Steven and all say it takes two to tango. I don't know why any young star player would want to sign early.
Because this league and this game is so violent, it's so physical, it's so unpredictable that you can be on top of Mount Everest one
year. Just say Buffalo. That kid in Buffalo. End of story.
That kid died on the field two times.
Yeah.
You can be on top of Mount Everest one day and then be at the bottom. In the valley the next day.
Remember Michael Gallup got hurt? Tony just got hurt.
And right, Tony Pollard. They're talking about Tony Pollard. You know, we'll give him a deal. He gets hurt. Last game of the year, they're like, get rid of him. And everyone's like, get rid of him. Yeah. He's hurt. Wait, don't sign him.
Not for don't franchise.
Like, do these young kids think that way though?
Their ages do. Okay. Their ages do. Their ages are saying, no, give me the bread right now. Give me the money right now. And what I can do is in 2 years. Well, yes, but in 2 years, if everything is going well, 2 or 3 years, everything. We'll come back to the table.
Yeah,
we'll come back to the table. We'll restructure, you know, and then we'll that whatever TV money is there, we'll stick it. This league is not on a decline when it comes financially. This league is ascending. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell's about to get a new deal, gonna make him the highest paid commissioner in sports history. This league is doing this. It ain't no dip in the National Football League. Yeah.
But if you don't, Diggs agent over there looking too, like, hold on now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think whoever can get to Mr. Jones, Stephen Jones, that is, and say, look at him, man, do you really want to work a deal? You know?
So, okay, turn that around then. As this team, we've seen some moves, like maybe they want to win now. You know, should they be spending this extra cap? I think they have, I don't know, 16, 19 million left in the cap. Do they want to spend that on a future, or they're like, man, we need more right now? Let's go get that stud offensive line.
I think the window, and the only reason I'm saying this, and it may not make sense to most people, your window on your offensive line is almost shut. And we already sat here, and Jesse said it 3 times, our quarterback needs the troops around him. Mm-hmm. And our offensive line is dying on the vine, bro. And so we got to get one more guy. And I'm not saying this guy that we signed is not that guy.
Your nails look good, too. What are you talking about?
Huh?
Your nails look good, too.
Yeah, man, we got to keep them up.
All right. Yeah. I got to quit picking a guitar, man.
Should I hit you far in a journey, guy? Well. But anyway, if I'm Diggs, I ain't letting homeboy sign before me. I'm not, because defense don't get no respect around here. And I'll be like, hey, look here, coach, or whatever they call Mr. Jones, Steven, whoever. Look at him. I need mine.
The greatest example was Jalen Smith.
Yeah, I need
him. He probably knew his knee wasn't going to hold up.
Yeah.
And didn't they say, because Zeke was holding out, like, we're open for business.
Yeah,
and
we come like, get a piece of the pie.
Here. I'll take it.
Yeah, key line.
I'll take a slice. Yeah. I'll have a slice. And I mean, it worked out for him. You know, he got paid, and then his production.
Let me ask you this question here, man. Hmm? If we would have asked this question at the beginning of last year, after 4 games, and we saw CD not doing what he was supposed to do, mm-hmm. we thought he would do, and with Diggs still kind of hot, who you think they would have paid then?
Diggs.
Mm-hmm. But see how quick the last game.
But that's
changed.
How it is. What have you done for me? This league.
Yeah.
Emmett told y'all, not for long. No. Yeah. What have you done for me lately? Like that's what it's about. You have to strike while the iron is hot. Because you can get cold quick. And unfortunately, most people on the outside looking in think that there's some sort of family that's ain't no family. There is, if your last name is not Jones.
I changed mine.
If your last name ain't Jones, and I'm not saying they don't take care of theirs, but if your last name ain't Jones and you come to the business table, they gonna try to cut your throat. Mm. Like that is, these are sharks. Jerry Jones did not become worth billions of dollars by not being a shark in the business room.
When it calls for it.
When it calls for it. Now, so if you hot in 2023 and you cold in 2024, yesterday's price is not today's price.
It's true.
So you got to get it while the getting is good. So if you are up for a deal, and this is – kudos to Zeke. We talked about Zeke. That was Zeke.
He did it.
Zeke realized, brother, these first 2 years I didn't give y'all, I'm smoking. I'm NFL league leading rushing. I'm hotter than fish grease.
Who knew their legs was going quicker, Zeke or the Cowboys? Zeke knew
at that time the way I'm going back these drinks and I'm out here partying.
This ain't, I wasn't going to say that. Don't do Zeke like that.
My fault. He's straightened out. Zeke's a good dude now. But Zeke was partying.
Yeah.
Zeke was having fun. Zeke could have rolled with us.
21-year-old in Dallas.
Oh, man. Zeke, in our day, Zeke could have rolled with us. Zeke could have rolled with us, dog. Mm. Zeke brought that thing in the clubs, dog. He could have rolled with us, dog. I'm telling you.
Oh, Zeke said, I'm hot. Pay me now. Yeah. And they did. And then he said, you paid me.
You see, Emmett didn't ride with us like that. That's why them legs stayed with him long.
Yeah. He understood. Yeah. All right, fellas. That's it for our show.
Man, I'm thinking about that now. I'm a tweet dig. I'm going to tweet his little boy. I say, tell daddy to come on in there. For real.
Tell daddy to get his money.
Yeah.
So daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Aiden needs a new pair of shoes. Yeah. Diggs, Aiden needs a new pair of shoes. Get him some sneakers.
I'm Diggs. Because if not, they got the fifth year right.
Nobody wants the fifth year.
No, nobody don't, but I'm just saying.
Man got the fifth.
But who going to get it? Because I don't think they're going to sign both of them. I really don't.
Diggs can't, only the first rounders get the fifth round.
That's right. Yeah. So Diggs
out of that conversation.
Wow.
So he really going to be trying to get it.
Yeah, that's what
he
I'm
really
saying.
Be trying to get
and
it.
Right behind him is Parsons being like,
yeah, it's a lot of money that got to be paid extension. Out. It's good. And make no mistake about it, Micah Parsons will be the highest defensive player being paid in National Football League. That won't even be.
They need to. They can't do like they do with Dak. They need to get that done.
Oh yeah, they're not. They're not. Micah gonna get broke off. All right, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brother. Nate, Chris.
Thanks for keeping us on the up today.
I appreciate it.
Because I was finna come here. I was coming in with some ugliness, man.
Next week, we'll do it
until we get my offensive lineman. I'm gonna be ugly. You gotta check me every week, bro.
Stay tuned to all.
We got
the moves.
An offensive lineman today, Nate.
We did. I told you.
But I don't know if he's chewing on folks or they chewing on him.
Schuma.
He's a goat. What?
No,
I don't know. I'm like Nate. Until you do something, I ain't gonna get your name right.
It's gonna be like 75.
75.
Yeah, he's gonna be getting his name right.
75.
Until you pancake somebody and keep that clean, whatever number you give him, 75. Tumor. All right. For Audio Jazz, for Brother Willie, for Bro William, for Bro Willie. We appreciate you the most, the fans, the people, for keeping us up and running the number one show via YouTube on the Dallas Cowboys Network. I am Jesse Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. We out.
Feel us. This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!